的时间，今天很高兴有我们的拿丹牧师为拿丹牧师证道，题目是“神这位建造者”，由葛新梅姊妹翻译。向我们把时间交给为拿丹牧师和葛新梅姊妹。
弟兄姊妹平安。Last month, our church hosted its first and second short-term mission team.
上个月，我们教会头一次接待了短宣队伍，而且是两个梯队。
They came to build our church's new building, even putting up the roof.
他们来给我们建造新堂，甚至把屋顶也搭起来了。
But God had different plans.
但是神有不同的计划。
God said no.
神说不。
I have something else for you to do.
我要为你们做另外的事情。
And so MBB worked to frame all the walls, all the way around, and even some of the interior walls.
所以 MBB 团队立起了整个新堂所有的墙壁，甚至一些内墙。
But why? Why would God say no?
但是为什么？为什么神要说不？
I worked as a camp counselor in between each year of college.
在大学期间，每年暑假我都担任暑期夏令营辅导员的工作。
Before my third year of being a camp counselor, I had told God that I was going to work in construction.
在我第三次担任夏令营辅导员之前，我跟神说过，我打算去做建筑工人。
I told God all the reasons that I had wanted to build.
我跟神讲了我想要做建筑工人的所有的原因。
I wanted to gain skills.
我想要掌握技能。
I wanted to be knowledgeable in a field that my dad was skilled in.
我父亲在这个行业技术熟练，我也想要有对这个行业的知识。
I wanted to make some extra money since being a camp counselor paid way less than minimum wage.
我也想要多赚点钱，因为做夏令营辅导员的收入远远低于最低工资。
I had all sorts of reasons for wanting to work in construction.
我有各种理由想要干建筑的工作。
But God said, no, be a camp counselor again.
但是神说不，你还是再去做夏令营辅导员。
My question is why?
我的问题是为什么？
Why would God say no to us or to our desires, our requests, and our plans?
为什么神要对我们、我们的愿望、我们的请求或者我们的计划说不？
In James 4:3, the brother of Jesus writes, You ask and you do not receive because you ask with the wrong motives. Could spend it wrongly on your passions.
在雅各书四章三节，耶稣的这位弟兄写道，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的业乐中。
One reason why God says no is because he knows that if he does give us what we ask,
神说不的一个原因是他知道如果他把我们所要的给了我们，
we will wrongly spend it on our passions.
我们就会把它浪费在我们的宴乐中。
But why would God say no to us when we desire good things?
但是为什么当我们的愿望是关于好的事情的时候，神也会说不呢？
Why would God say no when our desires and requests and plans are good?
为什么当我们的愿望、请求和计划都是好的，
when those would be pleasing to him.
并且会讨神喜悦的时候，神也会说不呢？
Well, look at the seven realities of experiencing God.
让我们来看一下经历神的七个现实。
Today we're going to talk about reality number four.
今天我们讲的是关于第四个现实。
Specifically, we're looking at the fact that God reveals himself, his purposes, and his ways.
具体来说，我们要来看神启示他自己、他的目的以及他的方法这一事实。
And we can do that by opening our Bibles to 1 Chronicles 17, 1 to 15.
我们可以打开圣经，翻到历代志上17章1到15节来看这个事实。
We find in 1 Chronicles 17 that God says no to David's plans and desires.
我们发现在历代志上十七章那里，神对大卫想做的事情和计划说不。
And we will see why.
我们将会看到为什么神要这么说。
Today, as we look into chapter 17 of 1 Chronicles, you can clearly see that God reveals himself.
今天在我们看历代志上十七章的时候，你们可以清楚地看到神启示他自己。
He does that in verses 1 to 6.
他是在第一到第六节里这样做的。
God reveals his ways in verses 7 to 10.
在第七到第十章里，神启示他的方法。
And God reveals his purposes in verses 10 to 15.
神也在第十到第十五节那里启示他的目的。
And it's through these 15 verses that we'll see that when God says no, he has something better planned.
通过这十五节经文，我们将要看到，当神说不的时候，他已经计划了更好的事情。
So to see this, look with me at 1 Chronicles 17, verses 1 to 15.
请和我一起来看历代志上17章1到15节，来体会这一点。
God reveals himself in verses 1 to 6.
神在一到六节这里启示他自己。
The chapter starts with David revealing his plan.
在本章的开头，大卫表达了他的计划。
He had wanted to build God a house or a temple.
他想要为神建造一个房子或者庇宇。
And the prophet Nathan approves the project, says, Go ahead, God is with you.
先知拿单也同意这项工程，去做吧，神与你同在。
David's desire to build a house was pretty typical of royal behavior in Old Testament times.
大卫想要建殿的愿望是旧约时代相当普遍的皇室的做法。
As one commentator explains,
这如一个圣经评论家所解释的。
In ancient Egypt or Mesopotamia, kings would erect monuments and construct great temples.
在古代埃及或者美索不达米亚，君王们树立起纪念碑，建造宏伟的殿宇。
They would do this as acts of homage to the deities that they had considered responsible for putting them on the throne.
以此向那些他们认为帮助了他们执掌王权的神灵们表达敬意。
So in this way, David was like so many of the old ancient Near Eastern kings.
在这一方面，大卫很像许多其他的古代君王。
Or so it seems until God reveals himself.
或者至少看起来是这样，直到神启示他自己。
Truthfully, David is not like the other kings.
事实上，大卫不像其他的君王。
But that's because the God of Israel is not like other gods.
因为以色列的神不像其他的神灵一样。
In verse 3, God speaks to the prophet Nathan.
在第三节，神向先知拿单说话。
And he gives Nathan the message to give to David.
并且让拿单传话给大卫。
He says, "You will not build me a house."
他说，你不可为我建造殿宇。
God says no to David's good desire.
神对大卫的良好愿望说不。
And God explains why in verses 5 to 6 by explaining what he has done.
神在五到六节那里通过解释他所做的来解释了为什么。
God reveals who he is as seen in what he has done.
神启示出他自己是谁，这从他所做的就能看出来。
Look at verse 5.
让我们来看第五节。
God says, I have not lived in a house before.
神说，我未曾住过殿宇。
In fact, I've gone from tent to tent.
事实上，我一直是从一个会幕到另一个会幕。
He continues in verse 6.
在第六节，他继续说。
Says, I've moved with my people.
我一直与我的百姓同行。
And I haven't told any of them to build me a house.
我未曾吩咐过他们任何一个人为我建造殿宇。
When God says these things,
当神这样说的时候，
He is showing David that God himself identifies with his people.
他让大卫看到说神与他的百姓认同。
God is revealing a facet of his character.
神在启示他性格的一个层面。
And it's this.
就是这样。
God always identifies himself with his people.
神总是与他的百姓认同。
God has been doing that since the beginning of time.
神从创世之初就是这样做的。
Our God is a God who identifies with his people.
我们的神是一位与他的百姓认同的神。
God gets involved in the lives of his people.
神进入他百姓的生活当中。
So that they can be involved in what he is doing.
好让他们也能参与在他的所作所为当中。
In fact, God goes on to say in verses 7 to 10 that he has been involved in David's life too.
事实上，在经文7到10节那里，神接下去说，他已经介入到大卫的生活里面。
So God has revealed himself in verses 1 to 6.
神在1到6节那里启示了他自己。
He is the one who identifies with his people.
他是那位与自己的百姓认同的神。
And in verses 7 to 10, God reveals his ways.
在经文七到十节那里，神启示了他的方法。
In this section, God reveals what he has done and what he will do.
在这个部分，神启示了他已经做的事情和他将要做的事情。
He explains in verses 7 to 8.
在经文七到八节那里，他解释说。
He says, David, I have been gracious to you.
他说，大卫，我已经施恩惠给你。
Now listen to what God says in verse 7.
来听一下神在第七节是怎么说的。
He says, I took you from the pasture to be prince.
他说，我从草场招你来做王子。
And note that that was God's gracious choice. It wasn't David's.
请留意，这是神恩惠的拣选，而不是大卫的选择。
And God's grace continued for David.
神的恩惠也一直伴随大卫。
In verse 8, God says, I have been with you wherever you have gone.
在第八节，神说，你无论往哪里去，我常与你同在。
One commentator explains,
一位圣经评论家解释说,
The presence of God is the open secret of David's good fortune.
神的同在是大卫的好运气的公开的秘诀。
This divine presence brought with it both blessing and success.
神的同在带来祝福和成功。
It was by no means limited to a single act of deliverance or help.
这绝不只限于一次单独的帮助或者拯救。
But rather, it denoted continuous activity.
而是代表着持续的神的作为。
In that sense, God graciously went with David.
从这个意义上看，我们可以看到说，神以恩惠与大卫同住。
And he was more than just present.
他不只是同在。
God also fought for David.
神也为大卫征战。
He says in verse 8,
他在第八节说道，
I've cut off your enemies from before you.
我剪除你的一切仇敌。
In all of David's success, the cause of his success was the grace of God.
纵观大卫所有的胜利，可以看到他胜利的原因就是神的恩惠。
God has been gracious to David so that David can continue to trust him.
神一直向大卫施恩，好让大卫能够继续的信靠他。
And not only has God been gracious to him, God will continue to be gracious to him.
神不仅已经向大卫施恩，神还将继续向大卫施恩。
Look at the end of verse 8.
我们来看第八节的结尾。
God says, I will make a name for you.
神说，我必使你得名。
God is applying to David the promises given to Abraham.
神把给亚伯拉罕的应许应用到大卫身上。
And in verse 9, God says that he will not only make David a name,
在第九节，神说他不但要使大卫得名，
He will also provide his people with a place.
他还要为他的百姓选定一个地方。
He will plant them and establish them so that they will not be disturbed.
他要栽培他们，建立他们，好让他们不再迁移。
He will do for them as he had promised to do for Abraham.
他会照着像亚伯拉罕所应许的那样为他们做。
And in verse 10, God says,
在第十节神说，
I will subdue all your enemies.
我必制服你的一切仇敌。
God will continue to provide David with military success.
神会继续帮助大卫取得军事上的胜利。
Our God reveals himself.
我们的神启示他自己。
He is the God who identifies with his people.
他是那位与他的百姓认同的神。
God also reveals his gracious ways.
神也启示他的恩典的方法。
He is establishing, by establishing David and the people of Israel through his grace alone.
就是单单借着他的恩典来建立大卫和以色列民。
And now from the end of verse 10 to verse 15, God reveals his purposes.
现在从第十节末尾到第十五节，神启示他的目的。
David had said, I want to build God a house.
大卫曾说，我想要为神建造殿宇。
And God says, no, instead I will build you a house.
神说，不，相反，我要为你建立家室。
When God says that he will build David a house,
当神说要为大卫建立家室的时候，
he's not talking about a physical building like a palace or a temple.
神讲的不是有形的建筑物，比如殿宇或者王宫。
He's talking about a dynasty, a lasting kingdom.
神讲的是一个王朝，一个长久的国度。
But just how long will it last?
但是到底有多长久呢？
God continues in verse 11.
神在第十一节继续说。
He says, when it's time for you to die, David,
说当大卫你的死期到了的时候，
I will raise up your offspring after you.
我必使你的后裔接续你做王。
I will establish his kingdom.
我必坚定他的国。
And he will build a house for me.
他必为我建造殿宇。
I will establish his throne forever.
我必坚定他的国位直到永远。
Forever is a long time.
永远是很长的时间。
I know.
我知道。
I tried to wrap my mind around it when I was 7.
我七岁的时候曾经试图想要理解这个概念。
And I got so scared because it was bigger than I could imagine.
但是觉得很恐惧，因为它比我所能想象的要大得多。
Forever is a long time.
永远是很长的时间。
And God's purpose is to establish a lasting forever kingdom for David.
神的目的是要为大卫建立一个长久的、永远的国度。
And he will do this through David's son.
他会在大卫的儿子身上成就这事。
But which son is David talk, or is God talking about?
但是神说的是哪一个儿子呢？
If you look throughout the whole Bible, like in First Chronicles,
如果你浏览整部圣经，就会看到，比如说在历代志上一书里面。
It's clear that Solomon fulfills some of these promises.
很显然，所罗门完成了这应许的一部分。
Solomon is the one who builds a temple for God.
所罗门是为神建造殿宇的那一位。
You see that in chapter 22 and chapter 28.
你可以从历代志上22章和28章看到。
But other elements are not fulfilled by Solomon.
但是其他一些因素没有实现在所罗门身上。
They point to another son of David, namely to Jesus.
他们指向大卫的另一个儿子，也就是耶稣。
Who is the fulfillment of the promises given to David?
是他成就了赐给大卫的应许。
Because this is an everlasting kingdom, one that will last forever.
因为这是一个长存的国度，一个永远存在的国度。
It is one that is established by the one who has died and now lives forever, namely Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead.
他是由那位死过并且现今永远活着的那一位，也就是从死里复活的耶稣基督所建立的国度。
But I'm getting ahead of myself.
不过我现在提这个有点为时过早。
So look at verse 13.
我们来看第十三节经文。
God says of this offspring of David.
神这样提到大卫的后裔。
He says, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son.
他说我要做他的父，他要做我的子。
This line is quoted by the author of Hebrews and is applied to Jesus in chapter 1, verse 5.
希伯来书的作者在第一章第五节引用了这一句，用来指耶稣。
But in the next line, we focus back on Solomon.
不过在下一句，我们又重新聚焦在所罗门身上。
God says, I will not take away my steadfast love from him.
神说，我必不使我的慈爱离开他。
God promises to maintain his steadfast love for David's descendant.
神应许要对大卫的后裔保持他的慈爱。
This is not because David's son or David's heirs would be without sin, as one commentator writes.
这里一个作者指出的，这个爱不是因为大卫的后裔将没有罪孽。
But it's because of God's love for David's house and his commitment to it that would surpass that house's failings.
而是因为神对大卫家室的慈爱以及他的承诺超过了他们的失败。
God's love is greater than the mistakes and the sin and the rebellion that's found in the line of David.
神的慈爱大过大卫后裔的错误、罪孽和叛逆。
In fact, the repeated continual failure from David's heirs only highlights God's unconditional commitment to David's house, as one author explains.
事实上，正如一位作者解释的，大卫后裔他们一再的重复的失败，只是强调了神对大卫家的无条件的承诺。
Even human sin cannot ultimately undermine or divert God's declared purposes.
任何一个人的罪都无法最终的破坏或者改变神已经宣告的目的。
And it was God's declared purpose to build David a house.
而借着大卫建立一个王朝，是神已经宣告了的目的。
God did this so that one of David's sons, our Lord Jesus Christ, would eventually usher in the eternal kingdom of God.
神这样行，好让大卫的一个儿子，我们的主耶稣基督，能够最终带来神永恒的国度。
Look at verse 14.
我们来看第十四节经文。
God says, I will confirm him in my house and my kingdom forever.
神说，我却要将他永远建立在我家里和我国里。
His throne shall be established forever.
他的国位也必坚定直到永远。
And so God's talking about Jesus here.
他这里指的是耶稣。
So after God reveals his character, his ways, and his purpose to establish an eternal kingdom through the line of David,
在神启示了他的性格、他的方法，以及他要借着大卫的后裔建立一个永恒国度的目的之后，
we see in verse 15 that Nathan goes and shares this news with David.
在十五节那里，我们看到拿单去把这个默示告诉了大卫。
We can now see why God said no to David.
现在我们可以看到为什么神对大卫说不。
God says no to David because God has something better planned.
神对大卫说不，因为神已经计划了更好的事情给大卫。
David wanted to build a house for God.
大卫想要为神建造殿宇。
But God says it's not going to be you who builds me a house.
但是神说要为我建造殿宇的那个人不是你。
Instead, I have something better planned.
相反，我有更好的计划。
God says, I will build you a house.
神说，我要为你建造家室。
Remember, God is a builder.
请记住，神是一位建造者。
What God builds is bigger and better and longer lasting than anything that David could have hoped to build.
神所要建造的是比大卫盼望建造的更大、更好、更长久。
And while this is good news for David, what does it have to do with us today?
这对大卫当然是好消息，那对于今天的我们又有什么样的关系呢？
Well, think about it.
我们来想一想。
What do you do when God says no to you?
当神对你说不的时候，你怎么办呢？
Do you get upset and frustrated?
你会变得沮丧和烦躁吗？
What if you have good ideas and plans and God still says no?
如果说你有好的主意和计划，但是神还是说不，你该怎么办呢？
We can see God's purpose in today's passage.
我们可以从今天的经文看到神的目的。
When God says no, God has something better planned.
当神说不的时候，他已经计划了更好的事情。
Let me say that again because that's the main point.
让我再说一遍，因为这个是重点。
It's the one thing that I hope you remember this morning.
这是我希望你从今天的正道能够记住的一点。
When God says no, He has something better planned.
当神说不的时候，神已经安排了更好的事情。
When God said no to David, God was revealing grace upon grace upon grace.
当神对大卫说不的时候，神是在启示恩上加恩的恩惠。
God would build David a house.
神要为大卫建立家室。
Instead of David doing something for God, David simply had to receive from God the good things that God was giving.
不是大卫为神做什么，大卫只需要从神那里接受神要赐下的好东西。
One commentator writes,
一个圣经评论家写道，
The Lord taught David about grace and mercy by lavishing on him even more grace and mercy.
主借着倾注在大卫身上更多的恩典和怜悯，来教导大卫关于恩典和怜悯的概念。
For this reason,
因为这个原因，
I think that one lesson that we can take away from this account of the Davidic covenant,
我认为我们从这个，从对这个大卫之约的记载所能学到的功课之一就是，
is that the greatest thing that David could do in this situation is to receive from God what God wants to give.
就是大卫在这个情形之下能做的最伟大的事情，就是从神领受神所要赐给他的。
In our day, the greatest thing that you can do is to receive from God what God wants to give you.
在我们今天，你所能做的最伟大的事情，就是从神领受神所要赐给你的。
Think about it.
想一想吧。
What was it that made Abraham great?
是什么使得亚伯拉罕伟大？
It was the promises that God gave him.
是神赐给他的应许。
What was it that made Job great?
是什么使得约伯伟大？
It was the good things that God gave him.
是神赐给他的美物。
Satan even recognized that Job was great because God had blessed him.
甚至连撒旦都承认约伯之所以伟大，就是因为神赐福给他。
What made Joseph great?
是什么使得约瑟伟大？
He received from God the good and the bad.
他从神领受好的与坏的。
Seeing it all as the good which God gave him for his benefit and the benefit of others.
并且把他们都看成神为着他的益处以及为着别人的益处而赐给他的好东西。
What made David great?
是什么使得大卫伟大？
You probably figured it out by now.
可能到现在大家已经明白了。
God told him in verse 8 that it was what God had given to him.
神在第八节里面告诉他，就是神已经赐给他的。
It was his presence and victory in battle.
神的同在和战争的胜利。
So David, from this point on, could only receive the good gifts that God had promised.
大卫从这时起就只能接受神应许要赐给他的美好的礼物了。
David couldn't do something for God.
大卫不能为神做什么。
David had to receive everything from God.
大卫必须要从神领受一切。
But this pattern doesn't end in the Old Testament.
但是这个模式并不止于旧约里。
Think about the disciples.
想一想使徒们。
What made them great?
是什么使得他们伟大？
Well, it was the fact that God gave them Jesus to teach them.
是神赐耶稣来教导他们的这个事实。
And after Jesus left, God gave them the Holy Spirit.
在耶稣离开之后，神又赐给他们圣灵。
God gave them Himself to live in them.
神把自己赐给他们，住在他们中间。
And as disciples of Jesus Christ today, what will make us great?
今天作为耶稣基督的门徒的我们，又将是什么使得我们伟大？
It's the fact that God is with us.
是神与我们同在的事实。
It's the ability we have to receive from God the good that He wants to give us.
是我们从神那里接领受神要赐给我们的好东西的能力。
That holds true for the outpouring of God's Spirit as well as the distribution of spiritual gifts.
这对于神的灵的倾倒以及属灵恩赐的分配来说，都是千真万确的。
Our Lord says, "Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it."
主说，你要大大张口，我就给你充满。
The greatest thing that you can do is to receive from God what God wants to give you.
你所能做的最伟大的事情就是从神那里领受神所要赐给你的。
Okay, that's the first thing that we can apply from the passage this morning.
这是我们从这段经文首先可以应用的内容。
And it's free, I'm not going to charge you for that one.
而且它是免费的，我不会为这个而收你的费用。
Okay, the second thing that we can apply from this passage relates to the main idea.
我们从这段经文可以应用的第二个内容和主要的论点有关。
When God says no, God is planning something even better.
当神说不的时候，神是在计划更好的事情。
God had done this for our church.
神已经为我们的教会这样做了。
We had planned to build our new building in 2017.
我们原来计划在2017年建造新堂。
But our contractor bailed.
但是我们的承包商跑掉了。
Through circumstances, God said no.
神借着环境说了不。
Why?
为什么呢？
It's because God had something better planned.
因为神已经安排了更好的计划。
God provided a new contractor, one who's willing to work with volunteer builders.
神提供了一个新的承包商，一个愿意和建筑义工合作的人。
And so volunteers from other parts of the United States came.
所以义工们从美国各地赶来了。
And having these volunteer teams come was good, and not just to get the building up.
这些义工团队的到来是好事，不光体现在把教堂建起来。
God provided the better thing of working with these volunteers.
神更预备了更好的事情，记得让我们和这些义工们一起工作。
And they encouraged us and built us up.
他们来鼓励我们，建造我们。
God said no to give us the better thing of pushing us out of our comfort zones so that we are emboldened to reach out and share the gospel even with people who are not like us.
神说不是要给我们更好的事情，是要把我们推出我们的康复装，以至于我们可以放胆接触到他人，与他们分享福音。
When God says no, he has something better planned.
当神说不的时候，神已经计划了更好的事情。
I can testify this truth in my own life.
我可以见证在我生命中的这个真理。
In my work as a camp counselor in that third summer, I was kind of bummed out about not being in construction.
当我第三个夏天接着做夏令营辅导员的工作时，我觉得有点扫兴，不能干建筑。
So I asked God why he had me return to camp for a third summer.
所以我问神为什么要让我第三个夏天回来夏令营工作。
God said that I was there to do what they told me to do.
神说要我在那里做他们要我做的事情。
So I did that.
所以我照办了。
And God used my skills and training and experience to bless hundreds of campers that summer.
所以神就使用我的技巧、训练和经验，在那个夏天祝福了上百个夏令营员。
At the end of the summer, God showed me that I can trust Him even when I don't know what He is doing.
夏天快结束的时候，神让我看到我可以信靠他，甚至在我还不知道他要做什么事情的时候。
And I would not trade that valuable lesson for a lifetime in construction.
我不会愿意拿这个宝贵的功课来换取一辈子的建筑工作。
God said no because He had something better planned.
神说不，因为他已经计划了更好的事情。
And we see the same not just in our experiences, but in the Bible.
我们看到同样的事情，不只是在我们的经验里，也在圣经里。
When God gives prohibitions in Scripture,
当神在经文里列出禁忌的时候，
When God says no,
当神说不的时候，
It's not because God is withholding something good.
不是因为神要把好东西留着不给我们。
My friends in high school used to think that God was a killjoy.
我的高中的朋友们过去常常认为神是个煞风景的家伙。
They thought, why does God care if you smoke or you drink or you have or swear or you have sex before marriage?
他们说为什么神要在意你抽不抽烟、发不发誓或者婚前有没有性行为？
Well, God prohibits these things because He has something better planned.
神禁止这些事情，因为他有更好的安排。
Take sex before marriage as an example.
就拿婚前性行为来做个例子。
God says no, not because sex is bad, but because sex is best when it is enjoyed within Christian marriage.
神说不，不是因为性是坏事，而是因为当他在基督徒的婚姻里面被享受的时候，性是最美好的。
Or take complaining.
或者拿抱怨来做例子。
God tells us to do everything without arguing or complaining.
神告诉我们说，做任何事都不要起争论或者发怨言。
He says, "Nope, don't complain."
神说不，不要抱怨。
But that's because God knows that thankfulness helps to keep you from being locked up in bitterness.
但那是因为神知道感恩能够帮助你不被苦毒捆绑。
Or when we're tempted to not forgive.
当我们被试探不要原谅别人的时候。
God says no.
神说不。
God knows that forgiveness releases you and your offender from guilt and shame and pain.
神知道饶恕将要把你和冒犯你的人从内疚、羞耻和痛苦中释放出来。
But perhaps the clearest example from Scripture can be found in Gethsemane.
可能经文里面最清楚的例子是在克西马尼园。
Jesus had come to lay down his life.
耶稣来准备要牺牲他的生命。
But the night before, he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
但是在前一夜，他在克西马尼园里祷告。
He said, "Father, take this cup from me."
他说，父啊，叫这杯离开我。
But God said, "No, you must drink it."
但是神说，不，你必须喝。
Why?
为什么？
It's because God had something better for Jesus.
因为神对耶稣有更好的计划。
God had something better for us.
神有更好的东西给我们。
God said no because he had something better planned. The life of Jesus given and raised again to give life to all who follow Jesus.
神说不是因为他计划了更好的事情。耶稣的生命被献上然后复活从而赐生命给所有跟随耶稣的人。
But perhaps you're here this morning and you're not a follower of Jesus.
但是也许今天早晨你在这里你还不是一个跟随耶稣的人。
You're not a disciple of Jesus Christ.
你还不是基督的门徒。
You're not a Christian.
你还不是基督徒。
If you're not a Christian, allow me to explain something to you.
如果你还不是基督徒请允许我给你解释一些事情。
It's called the gospel.
它称作福音。
And it's good news.
就是好消息。
And the gospel always starts with God.
福音总是从神开始。
God made everything.
神造万物。
The reason God made everything was to pour out His goodness on it.
神造万物的原因是要将他的美善倾注其上。
In fact, everything that God made was good.
事实上，神造的万物都是好的。
But when God made man, He made humanity very good.
但是当神造人的时候，他把人造的甚好。
But then humanity messed up God's good creation.
但是人搞坏了神的美好创造。
Adam and Eve said no to God.
亚当和夏娃对神说不。
God had told them to eat from any tree in the garden except for one.
神告诉过他们可以吃园中任何一棵树上的果子，除了一棵树以外。
God had said only one no to them.
神只对他们说了一次不。
He says, "Don't eat from that tree."
不可以吃那一棵树上的果子。
That's because he had something better planned.
因为他已经计划了更好的事情。
It was called the tree of knowledge of good and evil because they knew that it was good to obey God and it was evil to disobey.
它被称为分别善恶树，因为他们知道听从神便是善，不听从神便是恶。
But they believed a lie about God. And they said no to God.
但是他们相信了一个关于神的谎言，并且他们对神说了不。
Sin entered the world.
罪就进入了世界。
It separated them from each other.
罪让他们彼此隔绝。
Sin separates us from God.
罪也让我们与神隔绝。
It separates us from each other.
罪也让我们彼此隔绝。
They died because of sin, and we die because of sin.
他们因着罪而死，我们也因着罪而死。
But God sent His Son to live a perfect life.
但是神差他的儿子来活出一个完美的生命。
And His Son Jesus Christ did that and more.
他的儿子耶稣基督做到了，并且做到了更多。
He lived a perfect life.
他活出了一个完美的生命。
When it came time for Jesus to die, Jesus said, "Father, take this cup from me."
当耶稣即将受死的时候，耶稣说：“父啊，让这杯离开我。”
And God said no.
然而神说不。
God said no to His Son Jesus Christ. So that through his death and resurrection, we could have life.
神对他的儿子耶稣基督说不，好让我们可以借着他的死和复活来得生命。
Jesus is the ultimate fulfillment of the promises given to David.
耶稣是那些赐给大卫的应许的最终成就者。
It is his kingdom that's an everlasting kingdom.
那存到永远的国度是他的国度。
It's his house that he is building, as he says in John 14, to make a space for those adopted by grace into his family.
他在建造的是他的房子，正如他在约翰福音第十四章说的，要预备地方给那些照神的恩典被领养成为神家里的人。
The problem with us is that we still say no to God.
我们的问题是，我们仍然对神说不。
Knowing that God loves you and has sent His Son to take care of your sin.
当你知道神爱你，并且差遣了他的儿子耶稣来担当你的罪。
That He sent Jesus to die in your place.
他差遣耶稣来替你死。
Will you still say no to God?
你还会对神说不吗？
God is calling you to follow Him.
神在呼召你来跟随他。
God is calling you out of darkness into His light.
神在呼召你走出黑暗，进入他的光中。
God wants to prepare a place for you to be with Him in heaven.
神想要预备一个地方，好让你和他一同在天堂。
Will you accept that gift?
你要不要接受那份礼物？
God is calling you from a life of death to a life that is truly life.
神在呼召你从必死的生命进入到真正的生命。
Will you turn from your sin by turning to Him?
你要不要转离罪并转向他？
Will you say yes to Him today?
你要不要今天对他说是？
For those of you who are Christian,
对那些已经是基督徒的,
for those who have already said, yes, Jesus, I'm all in,
对那些已经说, 是的, 耶稣, 我完全接受的,
well, what are you going to do?
你打算怎么做?
Certainly remember that God reveals himself through saying no.
当然要记住, 当神通过说不来启示他自己的时候,
when he does this, God is inviting you to something better.
他在这样做的时候, 他是在邀请你经历更好的事情。
But let's face it.
不过让我们来面对这个问题。
Okay, I don't know anyone who likes hearing no.
我不认识任何一个喜欢听不的人。
So based on what God says about himself, are you willing to trust him to provide you something better?
根据神对自己的描述，你是否愿意相信他能给你提供更好的东西？
Are you willing to follow where he's leading?
你是否愿意跟随他的带领？
Are youhesitant to obey
你是不是犹豫着不想顺服
when you don't see how things are going to work out
当你看不到事情将怎么样出路在哪里的时候
if you find yourself hesitant to trust or follow or obey
如果你发现自己犹犹豫豫不能信靠跟随或者顺服
let me suggest that you look to the example that God has set in this passage
让我建议你来看一下神在这段经文中所设的例子
If you're hesitant to trust, then remember who God is.
如果你犹豫着不能信靠，就要记住神是谁。
God started out by reminding David who he is.
神也是一开头就提醒大卫他是谁。
And if you're not eager to follow, then recount what God has done.
如果你不渴望跟随，就要重新讲述一下神所已经成就的。
Recount God's grace on your behalf.
对自己讲述一下神向你施恩的种种方式。
You cannot read the Bible and miss seeing God's grace when God's Spirit is at work in you.
当神的灵在你里面工作的时候，你就不可能在读圣经的时候看不到神的恩典。
And if you're not willing to obey,
如果你不愿意顺服
recall God's promises in your life.
就要回想一下神在你生命中的应许。
Remember who God is.
要记住神是谁。
Recount God's grace.
要复述神的恩典。
Recall God's promises.
要回想神的应许。
When God says no, He has something better planned.
当神说不的时候，他已经计划了更好的事情。
Pastor Henry Blackaby explains.
亨利·哈克比牧师解释说。
He says when God discloses something to you about Himself.
他说当神向你揭示关于他自己的一些事情的时候。
You have to believe who God is.
你就得相信神是他所说他是的那样的神。
You'll have to believe that God can do what He says He will do.
你就得相信神能做他说他要做的事情。
And you have to adjust your thinking in light of this belief.
你也得根据这个相信来调整你的想法。
You'll be called upon to obey God, demonstrating your trust in Him.
神会呼召你来顺服他，并展现你对他的信靠。
And when you obey, God will do His work through you and demonstrate that He is who He says He is.
当你顺服的时候，神就会借着你来成就他的工作，并且展现出他就是他说他是的那一位。
You will know God by experience.
你将借着经历来认识神。
You will know that He is who He says He is.
你就将真知道他就是他说他是的那一位。
He is God the builder.
他就是神这位建造者。
He's the God who, though He says no, has something better planned.
他就是那位虽然说不，但是却预备了更好的计划的神。
I'll close with a question and a suggestion.
让我以一个问题和一个建议来做结束。
Okay, we know that when God says no, He has something better planned.
我们知道当神说不的时候，他已经安排了更好的事情。
And if that's the first time you've heard it, you haven't been listening.
如果这是你第一次听到这句话的话，那你之前都没有在听。
But here's the question.
但是这里是一个问题。
Do you want what God has to offer?
你是否想要神打算给你的东西？
Do you want God's better instead of your denied desire?
你是否想要神的更好的东西，还是你的被否定了的愿望？
I can tell you from experience that when God says no, He has something better planned.
我可以从自己的亲身经验告诉你，当神说不的时候，他已经安排了更好的计划。
Our response always needs to be.
我们的回答应该一直是这样。
Yes, Lord, not my will, but yours be done.
是的，主，不要成就我的意思，而要成就你的意思。
Amen.
Amen.